The headquarters for the festival is the Square in Rockville, Indiana. That's where Jen Kersey runs a candle shop, and she looks forward to that festival each year.
Oh, I love it. I grew up here, so I've been going since I was a little girl. Obviously, it is, now that I'm a business owner, it means so much to all of the businesses that are here year-round. It's a big boost for us for the rest of the year, but it's also nice to see all the vendors that come in and meeting them as well.
Kersey was asked whether she had any advice for people who might want to avoid the big crowds during the festival.
I think, you know, the first Friday and Saturday are the busiest. It does slow down a little bit, kind of thin out during the week, at least here. I can only speak to what I see here on the square. Thins out a little bit through the week. So if you're looking for something a little less crowded, then I would say, you know, hit the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It starts to pick back up again on Thursday, and then again heavy the Friday and Saturday. And then it lightens up a little bit that last Sunday.
T.J. Terrell owns Bloomfields, which is also located on the square in Rockville. He heads Rockville's downtown business organization and noted something special about the 18 businesses there.
Every building, with the exception of one, is filled with something. We have that's kind of unheard of for a small town. So it's impressive and something to be proud of.
Visitors to Park County will find food, flea markets, and other attractions and vendors in towns throughout the county. For more information about the festival, visit VermilionCountyFirst.com. I'm Bill Pickett.